When it comes to midterm rentals, the interior design of your property matters. In fact, the design of your property has the power to attract your ideal guests or turn them away. If you're an investor and own a midterm rental, you'll want to stay tuned because this episode is all about MTR design. Welcome to Design Your Home, the podcast that helps you design and decorate your home with confidence. I'm your host, award-winning interior designer and real estate investor, Sally Sorcelli, here to help you create timeless designs that'll make your home or investment property stand out. Thanks for listening. Well, hey there, and welcome to today's design conversation, which is about interior design for your midterm rentals. Midterm rentals are also called medium-term rentals, or MTRs for short. And what makes MTRs different than other rental property strategies is the duration. So this is a minimum of 30 days, so 1 month, or it could go for many months or even longer. And when it comes to these properties, I want to talk about the design. Does it actually matter? And what makes a design good or bad? Now, before I dive into this episode, I want to share something really special that I'm starting in the next week with a very small group. So there is a limited time to be a part of it, and I'm only accepting a limited amount of people this first time. And so if you're a real estate investor listening to this episode, I don't want you to miss this opportunity. I have actually spent the past several weeks talking to real estate investors about what they're struggling with when it comes to the design of their midterm rentals. I've looked at the photos of their properties and listings and helped them with some of the mistakes they're making. And these mistakes are actually leading to vacancies and properties that are sitting empty. And for any real estate investor, a vacant property is costing you money each and every month that it's empty. Now, what I discovered in our conversations is that there is so much more that real estate investors actually don't know about what makes a design work or not. And so I'm launching a new design program specifically for midterm rental owners. And I'll be taking this first group of founding members through this new program. And I want you to be a part of it. To be first to get access, hit pause on this podcast and go to nestorations.com/property. That's nestorations.com/property. That'll put your name on the list to potentially get in to be a part of this new opportunity. This will be limited to a small number of people, and we will kick off in the next couple of weeks, transforming your properties so you can get more bookings at the highest rate. And since this is the first time I'm offering this, you can get in at a special rate that will never be offered again. So again, that's nestorations.com/property to become a founding member with me. So make sure to hit pause and go do that right now. I'll be waiting right here for you. All right, you're back, and let's move on to first talk about why does the design matter in your midterm rental? Well, the competition is higher than ever in the real estate investor market. More people than ever in history are getting in on this wealth building strategy. So now there is actually an oversupply of short-term rentals. That's your Airbnbs and your VRBOs. According to AirDNA, which is a site that tracks and analyzes the performance of short-term rentals, in 2019, there were just over 1.1 million Airbnbs. And in just 5 years, there are more than 1.7 plus million Airbnbs. That's actually a 51% increase in just 5 years. Now, Airbnb, the company, is doing great, but it's the individual hosts who are struggling with occupancy rates. And combine that with the fact that local governments are tightening short-term rental rules, and that's for many reasons, but because of criticism that there's an overabundance of vacation rentals, which limits the availability of affordable housing in a community, and that some towns want to prioritize long-term residents instead of renters who they might be worried are bringing property values down. So what's happened is many of these low-performing short-term rentals are actually now converting to medium-term rentals month to month. And what it all means for you is that there are more people joining the midterm rental space than ever. And do you know what that means? Well, in the sea of competition, your midterm rental has to stop the scroll. It has to stand out, or you're left paying the mortgage and paying the bills for an empty property. So now that we know why the design of your midterm rental matters, let's move on to talk about tips to think about as you design your midterm rental. And the first one is that I want you to design your midterm rental as if you'd live in it. What does that mean? Well, does your MTR, the design of your MTR, look good enough that you'd actually want to live there? Or did you just throw the cheapest stuff you could find in there, thinking it was good enough for the renter who was staying there? Well, I hate to tell it to you, but if you want good reviews and fully booked calendars, then the design of your property really matters here. Throwing together whatever you can find and piecing things together isn't going to cut it. If you wouldn't want to live there, then imagine that your guests won't want to live there either. This is the perfect segue for a study that I love to talk about all the time, because good design actually changes how we feel in a space. So I want to share the Ugly Room Study. Now, this was a study done in the 1950s with Abraham Maslow and Norbert Mintz, who were the founders of this study. And with the help of their wives, they created three different rooms. The first room was your beautiful, well-designed room. It had coordinating furniture, beautiful fabrics, draperies, good lighting, rugs. It was styled and accessorized well. The second room was your basic kind of sterile office space. It was really clean and put together, but it was pretty basic. Think of like your standard office building. And then the third room was the ugly room. This was dirty, pretty gross, broken things. It was not kept up. It really isn't a space that you'd want to stay in. Now, the purpose of this study was to put participants in each of the three rooms and show photographs of people so that they could get perspectives of how people felt, what their views and perspectives were when they were in each of these three different rooms. And also in each room, they had a proctor, a supervisor, who was supervising them in each room. So three different rooms and participants who were shown photos of people and asked to rate them and what their perspectives were. In the beautiful room, people had very positive reactions to everybody's photo. They felt good. Everybody looked good. Everyone was in a good mood, including the proctors and supervisors. In the ugly room, the viewpoints of these same photos were very negative, and people did not feel good in this space. The proctors were cranky. The big surprise in this study was how people felt in the clean, basic room. And it was much closer to the ugly room than the beautiful room. The perspectives were not very positive. People were not feeling good. And it shows that even when you have a clean, designed room, people still might not feel good in it and would have negative perspectives. The design of your property matters. I have seen time and time and again, as I've been speaking to real estate investors, what I saw was not the ugly rooms. That people knew enough to not do that. Maybe one or two I've seen online, but I wasn't seeing it with the people who reached out to me. But what I saw overwhelming were all basic rooms, all of them. And what they were so surprised about is how the reactions were going to be similar to the ugly room when they had spent their time, they had invested money in this, but the outcome they would get is still negative because they were missing some of these essential design elements and thoughts and decisions that designers would make. So we want our guests to feel good in our properties, which leads to better reviews, fewer complaints, and guests that are extending their stays. A quick example, even in our own property, our own MTR, It was booked immediately for several months, and they just recently extended it, which is great for us because it means we don't have to bring in the turnover crew to turn over the property for the next guest. It's a total win-win for us. Let's keep moving on, and I want to share about some of the conversations I had with real estate investors as we were discussing their investment properties. And this is something that I heard that made me cringe a little bit because I think it's setting the stage in the direction we don't want to go. When it comes to our midterm rentals, I want you to remember that you're in the hospitality business. You're essentially running a small hotel. The guest experience matters. And in several of my conversations, and even in Facebook groups and different peer groups I'm in about midterm rentals, is I keep hearing it's the tenants, the renters. And I don't like to refer to the people staying in my property as a tenant or as a renter. I like to refer to them as my guest. And I treat them differently that way. And since guests are staying at your property for longer periods of time, it is important to make them feel comfortable and more at home because they're there for longer. So yes, we are going to tweak that mindset that these are guests in our homes, and that elevates things a bit. If I was thinking of something low end, then yeah, oh, they're just renters in my property. I don't really care about them. But if they're guests, think of like guests in my home. I want them to feel good when they're there. And so remember that you are in the hospitality business and treating your guests that way makes a difference. Now, like I just said, when people are in your property for longer, it's important to make them feel comfortable and more at home. And the same thing goes for our short-term rentals. But the difference is a short-term rental guest can actually overlook designs that are lacking or dated, especially in a sought-after location. I know, speaking from our own personal experience and my own family, if we're going to a ski resort, we might prioritize a property that is closer to the slopes, even if it has, you know, more dated designs and isn't as nice looking, just because we're not going to be there that often. We're going to be gone most of the day. We just want a nice, clean place to sleep. So with short-term rentals, if you're in a really sought-after area, then people might overlook some of the design. But with an MTR, the midterm rentals, the design is way more important because they're sitting in your property for extended periods of time. And so your home needs to make them feel welcome, feel comfortable, because it is a home away from home for them. Something that might be tolerable for a day or two in a short-term rental will get really old really quickly when you're there for 1, 2, 3, 4 or more months. So just think about that as you're designing your MTR. The design of your midterm or medium-term rental really can make a difference in how somebody feels. Now, let's continue on and talk about something that might sound a little funny, but if you think about it, it makes sense. Guests treat your property differently based on how expensive it looks. Now, let me ask you a question here. Do you possibly, or have you ever acted differently in a Walmart versus a higher end store like a Nordstrom, a Saks Fifth Avenue, or a Bergdorf Goodman? If you're in a low end store like Walmart and you decide you don't want something anymore, it's easier just to put the item down anywhere. I'm not saying I do that or that you do that, but I will say I've seen it plenty of times when I'm shopping in one section of a store and all of a sudden there's an item that's completely unrelated to that section. Maybe I'm in the shampoo section and all of a sudden there's some random oven mitt placed down. Sometimes people just say, it's Walmart. I'm not going to worry about it. And they don't treat the store with the respect that it deserves. I'm not saying this is okay to do at all. I'm just showing an example of something that I've seen when I've shopped there. But when you're in a high-end store, it's likely that we're very cautious, we're on our best behavior, our company manner behavior, and you're careful with items. You have more respect for them. If it drops on the ground and it's a beautiful white silk blouse at Nordstrom, you might be a little more nervous about it than if you dropped a shirt at Walmart. You're just like, I'll just stick it there. Again, I'm not saying it's okay to do that, but people treat the stores differently because they have different levels of respect for them. When guests are staying at your property, make them feel like they're staying at Nordstrom, not at Walmart. They'll treat it more carefully and keep it cleaner. And the good news is you do not have to spend a lot of money in order to do this. It's about choosing pieces carefully that look expensive, but you can still find them at a very affordable price. I've actually seen this in my own personal home, not my investment property, but in my own personal home. I always want my guests and friends and family to feel comfortable in my home, of course, but I'm not going to lie. I'm perfectly okay that people feel the need to be a little more careful and treat my home with respect. There's that, ooh, this place looks nice. I don't want to walk in with dirty shoes or put my dirty feet on the sofa. And I'm perfectly okay with that. But if I had really dirty and dated and worn out furniture, then it's a lot easier for people to come over to my house and not treat it as respectfully. Just kick off and put their dirty feet on my furniture. And that will just end up wearing and tearing things down. Now, yes, I cannot control at all what happens in my investment property. I fully get it. That's why performance fabrics are always recommended. But I do think that the more we pay attention to our design and the nicer it looks, people have that slight tinge of, I don't want to say fear, but just caution that, ooh, I don't want to get that dirty or mess that up because it looks really nice. There's a level of respect for it. And so I encourage you to design your property so that it does look more like the Nordstrom versus the Walmart of midterm rentals. Like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, if you want to discover how to maximize the design of your midterm rental so it, one, looks high-end and well-designed, two, attracts the eyes of potential guests so that they stop and actually look at your property, stop the scroll, and gets booked consistently at the highest price, then remember that I invite you to go to nestorations.com/property to get on the wait list for my new program about midterm rental design so your property can stand out and get the booking. We're starting this month and I don't want you to miss out. I will make sure to put the link in the show notes so you have it there. All right, that takes us to the end of another episode. And what to do next? Well, I've already said it. Go to nestorations.com/property and seriously take that step so that you can get your property booked, get it to look its best, and create a design that's going to stop the scroll. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next week. Have an amazing day.